This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You may not care for or care about Vineyard Vines, the preppy New England clothing brand that uses the logo of a bemused whale, but with Target stores bringing in Vines stuff, we have a teachable moment now about managing supply and demand. Target likes to create a splash by partnering with outside brands like this one, but it's not an easy thing to manage, as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Target's a big discount retail chain, but with a fancy nickname.
Target became Target years ago by adding a lot of sizzle, and partnerships were a big part of that.
David Schick at Consumer Edge says the partnerships allow Target to offer limited-time designer-branded products for relatively cheap. In this case, Target will offer Vineyard Vines apparel, swimwear, pet gear from May to July, some of it sure to be emblazoned with the company's whale logo.
It's a great idea.
Linda Rosenblum at RSR Research says Vineyard Vines gets exposure, Target generates buzz. But sometimes too much. Target has a history of under-ordering.
The problem has always been divining demand, right? Figuring out how much you really need to buy.
Lines from Italian high fashion brand Missoni and the preppy Lilly Pulitzer sold out, frustrating customers. When that happened, Rosenblum says it was not Target that benefited, but eBay, where customers resold the product at a markup rather than a discount. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.